For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Guys, if you're one of the many men dealing with erectile dysfunction, you know the strain that it can put on your relationship. Maybe you've tried some of the pharmaceutical treatments with little success and harsh side effects. Discover the new you with help from the New Male Medical Center with a location near you. They have a 98% success rate in treating ED. 98%. Amazing. Guys of all ages have reclaimed a healthy sex life without any of the harsh side effects of the pills. And if you've been feeling sluggish and kind of foggy and moody, you could have low testosterone, known as low T. New Male can treat that too, providing you with renewed energy and sharpness. And if losing weight is your goal, New Male's all-in-one medical weight loss program could be right for you. Call the experts in men's sexual health, New Male Medical Center, today.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like... Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com. That's cars with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877 cars for kids. KARS cars for kids. 1-877 cars for kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Chicago's number one sports station. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
From the Northwestern Basketball Update Studio, I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. Bears practicing on their regular day off today. That's because they'll take on Washington on Saturday at Soldier Field. Washington coming off a loss to Carolina last night, so a very short week of practice for them. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Cravon LeBlanc, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all sat out of practice today with injuries. Meanwhile, Bears head coach John Fox says the team has yet to make a decision on the return of cornerback Kyle Fuller.
Looking inside of people sometimes is not real easy. All we can do as coaches is, look at what's on the field and, evaluate it and make a decision, and it's all about what's best for the team.
The Bears have until 3 o'clock tomorrow afternoon to activate Fuller elsewhere in the league. Washington head coach Jay Gruden says as of right now he plans to play tight end Jordan Reed against the Bears on Saturday despite his sore shoulder. And Yahoo Sports is reporting that the LA Rams are dead set on getting John Gruden as their next head coach. Meanwhile, college bowl games starting to get underway. Tonight we have the Boca Raton Bowl, which will pit Memphis against Western Kentucky. Blackhawks looking for their sixth straight win tonight at the UC as they host Ottawa, against whom they've won seven straight at home. Good news for Coach Joe Quenneville and company. Corey Crawford was back on the ice for the morning skate this morning. He could possibly play Friday against Colorado. Artem Anisimov will not play tonight, but he could be back on Friday as well. Bulls are back to 500 after a win over Detroit last night. They'll return to action tomorrow when Washington comes to town. The Clippers' Blake Griffin out 3 to 6 weeks following knee surgery. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai of Algonquin. The Hyundai Holiday Sales event is going on now. Business cards from American Express can help cover the big purchases you need to make when you need to make them. Find out how American Express Open Cards and Services can help prepare you for growth at open.com. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, and home of the world champion Cubs.
This hour brought to you by Ryan Kelly. Visit thehomeloanexpert.com.
Regulator! Mount up! We're caught!
Matt Miller.
He's everywhere you want to be. Don't leave home without him.
NFL and NFL draft lead analyst for Bleacher Report.
I like this kind of party!
Breaking down the NCAA and the NFL.
The last regime screwed them in terms of free agency in the draft. They got to rebuild this thing from the bottom up.
Matt Miller.
It's time to go eat, baby.
Matt Miller with Boers and Bernstein on 670 The Score.
And at 3:05 on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein, we welcome in now a guy who's been joining us for the last couple years.
You follow him on Twitter at NFL Draft Scout. You hear Matt Miller now on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. So, Matt, we just added another name to the list of guys who aren't playing in the bowl game. Looks like a certain Baylor NFL prospect is not interested in the Cactus Bowl, more interested in the professional career.
Well, I don't think you can blame these guys. I mean, honestly, Sun Bowl, Cactus Bowl, and especially with the top two, with Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey, like, it makes sense for them. They've both been banged up this year. They've both proven themselves. Like, we know that they are top-tier players. No question marks about them. So what are you risking? You know, I tweeted the Willis McGahee video today from the Fiesta Bowl where he blew out his knee on a swing pass. And sure, he was still a first-round pick, and he went on to be a great player, but that risk is enormous. And you look at Jalen Smith last year, a guy who we talked about for months as the number one player in the draft, hurts his knee you know, on a kind of a cheap shot out of bounds. And look what it does to him. He may never play again. So I don't want to hear about insurance money or, you know, you're playing for your school colors. No, these kids are playing to get into the NFL, and you got to protect your interests. So I'm all for it. If you are your top tier prospect and you don't have anything left to prove, sit out.
All right.
I'm all for it.
I'm with you. I tend to be on your side of it. However, no less an opinion than that of Greg Gabriel, who's going to be joining this show later. And he was, you know, pretty salty about some of this stuff on Twitter. And admittedly, he says, you know, he's never going to be able to divorce himself from being the personnel guy that he is. That's how he's wired. That's in his DNA. He says, wait a second. He said, if you're going to quit on your college team, there might be reasonable suspicion you would do the same thing and quit on your pro team. How important is football to you? What does the game, regardless of what's at stake, what does the game mean to you? And he said that this now is going to raise all kinds of questions in a draft room about all the stuff we hear, we read in scouting reports of how important is the game to you? What does it mean?
Yeah, and I think if you guys know how much I respect Greg, and he does too, if Greg and I were in a draft room together, that's when I would pipe up and say they're not quitting on football. They're not quitting on their team. They're making a business decision. They love football. They want to play in the NFL. They want to be healthy to get to the highest level, as healthy and as ready as they can be, especially for Fournette, who has an ankle injury that he's been nursing all year. You know, McCaffrey has a banged-up shoulder. He's been nursing all year. So I don't see this as, you know, Charles Walker at Oklahoma, the defensive lineman. We went through this with him a couple weeks ago. It was a completely different story because his teammates really felt like he should be on the field and hasn't been. And that's very different. You know, when you're hiding behind an injury that maybe isn't really an injury, I think that's a different issue than these guys who say, you know what, I'm going to bounce now and get ready for the NFL draft. You know, Miles Jack did it last year, and we went through the same thing of, oh, he's quitting on his team. But, you know, I think a lot of people, you know, who there's going to be two sides of it. Like, you know, Greg is going to be on the side of, man, these guys might not love football. We have to investigate this. But I think you can look at Leonard Fournette and Christian McCaffrey and know that, like, these dudes love football. They're just trying to get healthy.
As a longtime observer of the passing scene, as you are in football, Matt, would you go out of your way, do whatever you had to do, if you owned the franchise, and maybe someday you will, to hire John Gruden?
No. No, I don't get it. I actually wrote about that today for an article that's coming out tomorrow. You're the Los Angeles Rams. Like, why are you going to break your neck to get John Gruden, who, in my opinion, was very overrated as an NFL coach? Now, he was before my time. He got out right as I got in. But, you know, he won with Tony Dungy's team in Tampa. And I know he's supposed to be this quarterback whisperer, but the game has changed in the last 6 or 7 years. So I worry if he's going to be able to step back in and do it at a high level. Or is this another Joe Gibbs where, you know, oh, he retired early and then he comes back and really didn't do a whole lot? I guess you could say maybe he'll be Dick Vermeil and it will work, but I'm pretty skeptical, especially if you're going to give him that $7 or $8 million a year that he's going to want to leave ESPN. I'm not a huge fan of that.
That's interesting, and that reflects what some of the response has been, because I think more of him than you do.
Yeah, I do too. I wanted the big bag of cash.
And I have seen his work, and knowing that some guys leave the game, and they really do leave the game.
They're gone. Yeah,
and they mail in whatever their broadcasting is, and they're happy to do it, and they cash checks, and they, you know, maybe do a little radio thing here or there. But this is a guy that still gets up at 4 in the morning, still prides himself on understanding quarterbacks better than you do. And I just wonder if it isn't almost the ideal time for him at a youthful 53 to jump back in with a skill set that does involve understanding the quarterback position.
Yeah, I hope somebody, I like, from my business standpoint of being a talent evaluator, I hope he comes back, and I hope he helps all of us figure out quarterback play, because there are a lot of really awful quarterbacks getting drafted too high, and then guys who aren't given chances. And so, hey, if he can make Jared Goff look like the player I saw at Cal, let's do it. I'm all for it. But I'm pretty skeptical. You know, I would trade for Sean Payton. Like, if the Rams want a quarterback whisperer, let's get somebody who's actually doing it on Sundays and not just talking about it. Like, I would be all over that. If you can get a Super Bowl winning coach who is, you know, devising these offenses that are getting guys like Willie Snead Pro Bowl touches, I'd be calling Sean Payton before John Gruden.
Very interesting. See, I would do the opposite. I don't think Gruden's lost touch or anything. I think he's okay with all of that, but it's been a long time, and that's what I was thinking about, too. And I think he's up on all that stuff, Matt. I get the impression from listening to him. He does enough film. He looks at everything to be up on what's going on with today's game. At least he sounds like he is. Maybe he's fooling us all.
Yeah, I do think he stays up on it. Like, if you watch the quarterback camp things that he does, it seems like he's still pretty involved. If he's not, then he needs to hire his production crew if he comes back to coach, because they're up on it. Somebody in there knows what they're doing. So, he obviously knows more about the game than I do, especially, you know, his track record speaks for itself. But I think there are a lot of really good coaches out there. And one thing that I hate about the NFL is that it's this old boys club. Like, once you're in, you're in. Like, no matter what. You know, look at Rex Ryan. Like, you can be an awful coach, keep getting jobs.
Look at Jeff Fisher
in San Diego. Jeff Fisher. Yeah, like, it. You don't have to prove yourself. You just have to have that on your resume that you coached in the NFL, and you can go anywhere and get a job again.
What was your final take on the silliness that occurred at the University of Minnesota, where you had a bunch of players doing something completely misguided, and then all it took was the administration of the university standing firm and saying, look, this is what you are standing for. This is how you're coming off. You all look like idiots. And here's why. And the players eventually said, yeah, well, we kind of look like idiots.
You're right.
We're kind of on the wrong side of a hot button issue. This isn't good for any of us. And then what could happen, Tracy Clays, because of what maybe wasn't a completely thought out decision in a public backing of the players, there might be a rift with his bosses that can't heal.
It's amazing, and it honestly gives young people a really bad look, because they come off as entitled and like, oh, well, I guess we should have read the report before we decided to boycott a bowl game over it. You know, like, it just seemed like they were so uninformed on the whole deal. And, you know, like, last year there was the thing at the University of Missouri where the student had the hunger strike because there was this divide between the administration and the students, and there wasn't communication, and they were really concerned about, you know, some of the issues on campus. And the football team talked about, hey, maybe we should boycott. But it was a conversation, and they did a great job of educating themselves and saying, you know, this is what this is going to look like if we do it, and this is what we're actually taking a stand for. And I just didn't get that feeling from the Minnesota players. And maybe there were some who knew what they were doing. And, you know, I think it's great that anyone would want to stand up for their beliefs. It's a hard thing to do. It takes a lot of courage. But with that situation, it just seemed like the worst possible issue to stand up for. And they really didn't know what they were doing until the end when it was like, okay, we're not going to boycott this game anymore. And in hindsight, we should have paid more attention to what we're actually boycotting.
While we're on that this subject, do you think that Art Briles is going to land back in the college game someday?
I don't. I really don't. I think that there are just too many people who, whether it would be boosters or the local media or whatever, I think if someone tried, it would be bad. You know, like pitchforks and torches. It would get ugly pretty quickly, and rightfully so. I don't know how he has managed to kind of keep his name above water in all this, because everybody's trashing Baylor, and it's, you know, the AD and the assistant coaches. Like, Art Briles was the man in charge. You know, it's like when stuff went wrong in the country, we blame the president. When stuff went wrong with Baylor, Art Briles was the guy who should have been kind of thrown under the bus and hasn't been for whatever reason. I guess if you win a lot of football games, people tend to forget that you can be an awful human being. I mean, the Joe Mixon video is great proof of that. And all the other stuff that's going on in Oklahoma with Dede Westbrook and Doriel Green Beckham, you know, if you win ball games, people really don't care what you do off the field.
Why has the Joe Mixon video, and if people haven't seen it, it's pretty shocking stuff. Why do you think it hasn't received national traction? Is it a timing issue or what?
I'm not sure. You know, I live in this weird little bubble of draft coverage. And so for draft people, it's like been the biggest story of the last few days. It's like every mention on Twitter, it seems like, is about that. So I don't know why it hasn't gotten national news. Maybe because he's not a household name, even though he's a very, very good running back. And maybe because Oklahoma didn't have a great year. But I don't feel like the Dede Westbrook story got national news either. And he was a Heisman candidate. So maybe it's just not that interesting with, you know, Trump and everything else that's going on in the world right now. But it certainly should be if he suits up for Oklahoma next year or if he enters the draft. I would hope that the national media would kind of have the courage to say, hey, this is what this kid did. And it took him 2 years to apologize, whether that was on legal advice or what. Like, if you read the transcripts, and that's what I've spent a lot of today doing, is getting this backstory. There's not a whole lot of remorse there from him. And if you watch the video, I've never seen someone so nonchalantly break a woman's jaw and walk away from it. Like, he walks away like he just threw his trash away. It's amazing. And this is a kid who's been in trouble on campus since then. You know, he got suspended for a game this year for, the way I heard it, getting in the face of a campus cop and ripping up a ticket and throwing it in the air and saying he wasn't paying it. So there's obviously not as big of a deal, but you start to see a pattern with Joe Mixon, and it sucks because he is a talented player, but I think you have to draw the line somewhere.
Matt, as always, we appreciate it.
Appreciate it, my friend.
You bet, guys.
That is Matt Miller at NFL Draft Scout. Zach Zaidman has the latest on the 3-11 Bears. Next.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Sip responsibly.
When you enter into a real estate transaction, buying or selling, your personal information becomes public record and goes on the internet. That means everyone has access to sensitive personal details about you, from where you live to what you've paid for your home. Well, Chicago Title Land Trust makes it simple and affordable to put an end to all that. Safeguarding your personal information will help protect you from falling victim to identity theft and real estate fraud. Chicago Title Land Trust Company. Protecting your privacy starts here. Call 888-878-7856.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to carsforkids.com.
Cars for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cars for Kids. 1-877-CARS for Kids. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
With AT&T Fiber, the future is coming. A future where you can download a show in 4 seconds and buffering isn't a worry.
Finally.
Where the most popular sport is mixed Martian arts.
Zarnik takes Gleef to the mat.
And microchips come in salt and vinegar.
Whoa, that's like the future.
Introducing AT&T Fiber. Internet speeds 20 times faster. So fast, it must be the future.
Based on max download speed of Internet 1000 versus average cable Internet customer speed of major U.S. cable providers. FCC 2015 MBA report. Limited availability speeds vary. Not guaranteed. Visit att.com/getfiber.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Gore.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, and what better way to kick off your holiday than with the Score Guys. Thursday, don't miss 670 The Score's holiday broadcast, live from Real Time Sports at 1120 West Devon in Elk Grove Village. It all starts with the Mully and Hanley Show at 5 a.m., Spiegel and Goff from 9 a.m. to 1, and the final Boers and Bernstein Show ever from 1 to 6. We'll be giving away some great prizes all day, so come get into the holiday spirit with 670 The Score. Brought to you by Lover's Lane, Viking Ski Shop, Windy City Suites, Arango Cigar, and Bolingbrook.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like
cold.
Or Florida's winter, which sounds like
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Zach Zaidman's on Twitter at Zach Zaidman. He's on the CarX Tire and Auto Hotline. Is your car ready for winter? See your CarX man. Zach, what's the haps?
The defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio, spoke for the first time publicly since that 60-yard pass play at the tail end of that game against the Packers, where Aaron Rodgers hit Jordan Nelson, who beat Cravon LeBlanc. The Bears were playing, according to Fangio, what they call quarters.
Well, you know, we were in that type of coverage, and it offered a lot of help to some of the players. It didn't offer enough help to Cravon, and they got behind him. It was a great throw and catch. And obviously, if anybody's at fault there, it's me. So, you know, I wouldn't lay that blame on Cravon.
What would you do differently there?
Do something to get him more help.
For him being alone in that situation, what could he have been sharper on? I know you said it, it's not good, but it did. Given that he had no help, what allows him to make that play?
Well, like he said, you know, just stay on top of the guy.
So Vic Fangio taking the blame for that. But again, I think any defensive back who has spent a little bit of time with Fangio and Ed Donatell would understand that just stay back, because that's the one thing that can beat you on that particular play.
Well, you put it on the player yesterday. You said that is definitely on the play. So you just think that Fangio's being a good dude?
Well, he is a good dude.
I know.
And I think that, obviously, in retrospect, the play didn't work. So a good coach is going to do what Fangio did. Maybe next time they don't put LeBlanc in that situation, because clearly he couldn't handle it. But it's a killer. I think, for example, Fangio called it the worst tackling game that the Bears have had this season. It was, I believe, in the history of the Bears organization, and they've been playing since Decatur in 1920, right, Terry?
Mm-hmm.
So they've been playing football for a while.
I had seaweed on my head back then.
Yeah, again, I...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, and it wasn't a Halloween costume,
no,
and that's
a story for another
time. Yeah. So I think in the history of the organization, that Sunday is the most yards per carry the Bears have ever allowed in a game.
Lord, is that right?
Yeah, I believe so. So, so that gives you an idea of, again, I think Fangio put them in the right position. You just have to make tackles. And coming into the game, you know, I was talking with Hub and Pat Manley and Dan Pompey and company before the game, and I said one of the big things, because you knew Rodgers would be slightly limited because he was playing on one bad wheel, so how do you combat that? Likely he was going to be in shotgun or the pistol, and you were going to see him get rid of the ball very quickly. Well, when that happens, you have to tackle. You have to make the play.
You kind of always have to tackle.
Of course,
I don't really think that for NFL football or any level of football, we need stipulation as to when you have to tackle.
But what changes when the ball comes out fast? Now, when you have players who are thinking and not reacting, you know, there were several great reaction plays. Like, for example, Kwiatkowski had that great tackle on the toss by Rodgers there. Mm-hmm. Timu had one heck of a tackle late. But the bottom line is, when you have players who are thinking and they're not reacting quickly enough, that's what transpires. Meantime, I want to get to a big picture story here. And mm-hmm. Fangio was peppered with questions about the Bears' 2014 first-round pick, Kyle Fuller. The Bears have a decision to make by 3 o'clock tomorrow in regards to whether or not he goes on the active roster or he just stays on IR for the rest of the year. And remember, when Fuller first was out, it was early on during the preseason. He missed the trip to New England. He was supposed to get a scope on his knee. And now he may not play a single game this season. Listen to Fangio.
No, I mean, I would if it got to that stage. But, you know, anytime a guy's hurt, you know, there's three stages to getting back to the field. One is you got to get medical clearance. Two, the player's got to say he's ready to go and feels confident and he's chomping at the bit to go play. And then the coaches get involved to see if he's better than what the other choices are and if he really is back to being able to play. You know, A has happened, B hasn't, so C is a non-issue.
Are you surprised that stage two has sort of been stuck on stage two for as long as it has?
You know, I'm not a medical guy, you know, so until it gets to that point, you know, I try not to think about it too much.
When he was hobbled a little bit there in camp and preseason, you never imagined it would morph into something like become for him and the defense, did you?
Well, I really didn't know, to be honest with you. Again, I don't try to get into the medical part. Like I said, until they're medically cleared and until the player's ready to go and says he's ready, then I try and put my two cents in. Till then, I try not to think too much about it.
Well, right before the scope, how hobbled did he look to you?
He wasn't moving great. He was not moving great.
So very revealing comments there by the Bears defensive coordinator. And regardless of what you think is going to be Fangio's future at the end of the year, I think it's pretty clear that there isn't going to be much of a future for Kyle Fuller here with this staff and just what you heard from Fangio.
For those who don't speak football, that's about as clearly as you can call out a player's desire. Because that's what I heard, and maybe I'm wrong, Zach, but what I heard was them just begging for you to connect the dots here, saying he's not showing us that he's at a point where he's really, really, I guess for lack of a better term, wants to play.
Mm-hmm. I went up to Kyle Fuller during our open locker room session earlier today, after Fangio's comments, to try and get his reaction, and the Bears are not making Fuller available to the media, which they don't make injured players available generally.
Right.
So I didn't get a chance to get a response from him, and he doesn't say much. I think those comments by Fangio, there was more said about Kyle Fuller today than you've heard from Kyle Fuller talking about himself in his entire career.
Do you agree
with
me,
the
though?
Bears? I do agree with you.
Okay.
I think I believe with the younger players in the NFL today, I think the mentality is that it's almost better not to play if you believe that you're not going to be a part of the future of a team.
Right.
That these players believe, and I don't know if Fuller feels this way because, again, I didn't get his reaction, but, you know, in talking to guys who have been here in the past and moved on to other situations, I think they feel that it's better to not play than play in a system where it doesn't suit your skills or you're not 100% and put out what they call bad tape, where evaluator, because that's what evaluators see. They just look at the tape, and what do they say? The tape doesn't lie. Well, don't give them an opportunity to downgrade you by watching you on tape. So, for example, if Fuller isn't here next year, the people that liked Fuller heading into the 2014 draft, you know, one of those guys may take a chance on him in a defense that maybe better fits his skill set than, say, playing in the 3-4 and being a cornerback in Vic Fangio's scheme.
He's been kind of out of favor for a while, hasn't he?
And this goes back, and I would tell you guys this during training camp, during the preseason, that even when Fuller went down and was put on IR, there was no guarantee, and people would say, oh, the Bears lost another starter. There was no guarantee that Kyle Fuller was going to begin the year as the starting cornerback. Now, it's fair to wonder what would have happened, because we've seen some of the guys who have played corner and gotten banged up, whether it was Bryce Callahan, who impressed the coaching staff, he can't stay healthy. Cravon LeBlanc clearly has the passion, desire, the work ethic that this team wants to see, and they believe that the nucleus is there to become a good player, maybe in sub packages as opposed to being a starting corner. But Kyle Fuller's a first-round pick. You know, and I couldn't help but think when Phil Emery took him in that 2014 draft, remember the name that was linked to the Bears almost exclusively was Aaron Donald.
Oh, don't do that.
I know that. We know. Oh, I know.
You know where I'm going.
Yes.
Yeah, I missed
it's
by
no
one
laughing
pick.
Matter.
I know.
Yeah, but and then you see the guy. You see the guy that, and remember, the Bears had a huge need at safety at the end of the 2013 season, because we all remember the way it ended to Green Bay, where the Packers beat the Bears and ended up going to the playoffs. Because they won the regular season finale, and the Bears went home with an 8-8 record. Mm-hmm. And the name that was linked to the Bears was Aaron Donald.
Aaron Donald is unblockable.
Right. So, and Phil obviously knew that, and he was looking for his next big first-round pick following the Kyle Long selection in 2013. But unfortunately for the Bears, St. Louis saw what you just said. And even though they were stocked on their defensive line, they decided to you take a great player if he's available. So they did. And then people thought the Bears would go safety. There were two players that were being mentioned. Calvin Pryor, because remember, Clint Hurt was on the Bears staff. He's a guy that was a star at Louisville. You figured, you know, maybe that's a connection. The other guy was the Alabama safety, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
Mm-hmm. The Bears have selected Ha-Ha Clinton Dix.
So maybe that'll make you feel good.
No, it doesn't.
No, sorry, and then, really. And then Clinton Dix goes out and has that big game the other day.
He's a good player.
He is a good player. And, you know, Fuller, for all the heat, and I was talking about it with some people here in the Hallis Hall press room, for all the people that used to just crush Shea McClellan, you know, remember, Shea McClellan had to go through, what, three different defenses, played three different positions during his time with the Bears. But he played, and he did everything the coaching staff asked him to do, and he worked his tail off, you know.
Except be good at football.
I mean,
I don't know if they asked him. Maybe they didn't get around to asking him.
Oh, okay. My bad.
But you haven't seen anything. Outside of that game his rookie year against San Francisco, remember when Charles Tillman played his last game with the Bears and had that triceps injury, Kyle Fuller had to jump in there, and he had those two picks of Colin Kaepernick, remember, in that first game in San Francisco's new stadium, and then the Bears rallied back to win after losing their season opener against Buffalo the week before. They had that huge win in San Francisco. Other than that, you know, I can't recall any flash plays by Kyle Fuller, and
big play. You're right.
It's been an extremely, for whatever reason, whether it's because of injury, the change in scheme, just he's never become the kind of player that Phil Emery thought he was getting when he drafted him.
All right, Zach, let's do some nuggets and tidbits, shall we?
All right, Jarrell Freeman returned to practice for the first time since coming off that 4-game suspension for failing a PED test.
Regardless if I thought it was or not, that's just my responsibility. You know what I mean? I get paid to know things like that, not get paid to think, so I didn't get paid for those weeks.
I believe his insertion back into the lineup will correct the problem that you saw last week. I don't believe that the Bears will have their worst tackling game against Washington with Freeman back in the lineup, but you just look at the way they've been just gashed over the last few weeks, you know, whether it was Detroit. Now, part of that is not having Eddie Goldman in the middle, but, you know, not having those big-time inside backers, including Freeman, it's a killer.
Yep.
Thank you, Zach.
All right, guys.
Zach. Talk to you.
And our second half's about to begin.
Scoreboard update.
3:33 in the Northwestern Basketball Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. Join Chicago's Big Ten team when they return to Welsh Ryan Arena tonight at 7 p.m. Single game and family plans on sale now at nusports.com. The Bears practiced at Halas Hall today, though they usually would have today off as a regular rest day. That's because the Bears take on Washington on Saturday of this week, so they've got a short practice week, though not as short as Washington will have. They fell to Carolina last night on Monday Night Football. Eddie Goldman, Pernell McPhee, Cravon LeBlanc, Willie Young, and Tracy Porter all sidelined today with injuries, but Jarrell Freeman back practicing with the team after completing his four-game suspension. The Blackhawks have won five in a row, and Ottawa comes to town tonight. Scott Darling will be in goal again, but Coach Joe Quenneville said today that Corey Crawford could possibly play on Friday against Colorado. Crawford's been out the last 2 weeks after undergoing an appendectomy. Artem Anisimov also out for tonight with an upper body injury, but he could be back on Friday as well. Puck drops on this one tonight at 7:30. After an extended practice that heavily featured training camp drills, the Bulls got back on track with a win over Detroit last night. Coach Fred Hoiberg said afterwards that it was a much-needed team effort from his guys.
31 assists through three quarters. That was it was fun to watch. You know, those guys were out there playing together. And, you know, again, kept a foot on the gas for the entire 48 minutes. You know, we needed this in the worst way.
Bulls back at the United Center tomorrow night when they host Washington. And if it's December, it's time for college bowl games. We've got one tonight when Memphis takes on Western Kentucky in the Boca Raton Bowl. 670 The Score's holiday broadcast is brought to you by Lover's Lane. Play together this Christmas with gifts from Lover's Lane. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the official radio home of the World Series champion Chicago Cubs. 670 The Score, Chicago sports station and home of the world champion Cubs.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Hum by Verizon. Hum by Verizon is all the smart technology you need to upgrade to a safer, more connected car. Plug it in for amazing features like emergency assistance, vehicle diagnostics, vehicle location, and more. Upgrade your car with Hum today at Hum.com. Hum, put some smarts in your car.
How do you find a rhythm in the second half?
We got to find the rhythm. That's just what we have to do.
And now, it's time to begin the second half.
And as always, we get you started by telling you what we've been yammering about for 2.5 hours.
Little Bulls, a lot of Bears, talking about how the Rams' decision that they are not going to, they don't want to let John Gruden leave that room. And I'm just wondering, you know, maybe if the Bears want to avail themselves of every possible opportunity to be fast and flexible and do what they got to do, be involved in those conversations. Be the heritage franchise. While your brand still matters, maybe you want to. And look, I could be completely meatballing this and overrating John Gruden, but I guess when you're 3-11, it has you thinking crazy things about just sort of why not? Why not trying to be dynamic and do something like that? Matt Miller said no. He talked to us about football. He said, no, you don't do that for John Gruden. John Gruden's been out of the game. He's overrated. You would maybe make that trade for Sean Payton instead.
All right, this is from a guy by the name of Dieter Kurtenbach at Fox.
Dieter Kurtenbach.
Yeah, I just wanted to say Dieter Kurtenbach. Here he is. Also seaweed on his head. He says, this is in regards to Kirk Cousins last night, okay? Cousins wants to remain one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL next year and beyond, according to an NFL Network report. The starting point for contract negotiations with a soon-to-be free agent is $23.9 million annually, a salary that would make him the third highest paid quarterback in the NFL behind Andrew Luck and Drew Brees. Okay. This season, Cousins has negotiated his deal through his play, and that was going well. He's put up better than decent stats that had Washington control its own playoff destiny into Monday night's game against the Panthers. There's no question that Cousins is a starting quarterback in the NFL. He's proven that over the last 2 years. But Monday night was Washington's first do-or-die game this season. It was a chance for Cousins to prove to a national TV audience that he's an elite quarterback and worthy of being paid like one. After a 26-15 loss, it's fair to say that his pitch fell flat. There are plenty of reasons why Washington lost Monday night, the terrible defensive performance being chief among them, but Cousins did nothing to help his team win. When his team needed the most, with his playoff hopes effectively on the line, Cousins did nothing to transcend the circumstances. He looked pedestrian.
Woo. Ow. He might still get it, though, you know?
Yeah.
You gotta try.
Yeah. Go to run.
You know what I did Saturday night? I watched boxing. Because
you did.
It was on, and I was home, and the kid was up, and I said, look, let's watch the fights and eat some food and be real men and scratch our nuts and sit on the couch and, dude, chew on ice and all this stuff. So, sure. So, we watched boxing, and it was Bernard Hopkins at age 52. One of the greatest fighters of all time.
Mm-hmm.
No question.
Yep.
Undisputed middleweight champion. I defended his title like 20 times. light heavyweight champ, and you know he was a champ at 46, a champ at 48. He got his old ass knocked out of the ring.
Out of the ring, I was going to say.
Out of the damn ring. By a guy he picked as an opponent. By the tomato can, a bum of the week, Joe Smith Jr. Yeah, I'll fight this guy. The Italian Stallion. And he brings him in there. And this guy knocks his old ass out. It was a 20 count. I don't know if I've ever seen it. And the ref's like, you got 20 seconds to get your whole self back in the ring. And he couldn't do it. And it was over and his career ended. And I guess if you really need that exclamation point that says stop.
Yeah, stop.
Boxing.
Yeah. It might be when you hit the floor outside the ring.
You're not that, right. He literally, when you say stay out of the ring, the guy you picked to fight in this little showcase knocked you out of the ring! Stay out of the ring!
Ben Golliver of SI has compiled a list of 5 players in the NBA who he thinks should get their first All-Star nod this year, should be part of the Eastern Conference or Western Conference All-Star teams when they're named. You know the top of the name list. We've discussed him already today. And I think the second one we've also discovered. Or talked about today. We talked about him just a little bit, and he's having a terrific season by the numbers. Really, really good. You know who the number one guy is, right?
Off the top of my head?
Yeah.
All right, give me the... your.
He's never been an All-Star.
Number one guy who's never been an All-Star? Mm-hmm.
He'd be his first pick to make his first All-Star game appearance this year.
Giannis?
Yep. Second is Kemba Walker. Rudy Gobert. Woohoo! DeAndre Jordan of the Clippers. Never been, I know, I thought he had. And Kristaps Porzingis. You know what? When you look at that, and you look at some of the numbers help you, you go inside the numbers a little bit on all of them, but I can't argue with any of them when you look at it.
Yeah, we were just talking about where Giannis is in win shares right now, or in value of a replacement player. If you just joining us, Giannis Antetokounmpo is currently... He has been the most valuable player in the Eastern Conference.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
By a fairly good margin, too. The numbers back it up. The eye test is frightening. And are we sure that he's... Because remember, that he was 6'9", and then he was 6'11".
Yeah.
Is he going to end up like 8'2"?
8'2".
When all is said and done?
Yeah, I don't get it. I mean, they do measure them every year, don't they? Isn't it official? I don't know. All I know is that if I'm looking at the list that he's at the top, I didn't realize he hadn't been an All-Star game. I think pretty damn good. And he's averaging 22.6 points, 9.1 rebounds, and 6 assists, 2.1 steals, and 2 blocks a game.
What is continuing to go on with Cam Newton is maddening and mystifying. We've gone back to, you know, there were Sports Illustrated cover stories about Shaquille O'Neal being hard for refs to adjudicate.
Mm-hmm.
The way he played the game, the way he plowed people over, just his sheer size and power. And they're having a difficult time to what constitutes a charge and what is just him naturally moving. And it was hard. They said this guy is new and different and changing the way we call a game. Well, someone has to explain to me why it is that Cam Newton can continually take helmet-to-helmet hits to the head that don't get flagged the way they get flagged for other quarterbacks. I have no clue what it could possibly be. I know he is big and fast and strong, but as a referee whose eyes are on the quarterback, literally the referee, not a line judge, not a back judge, not an umpire,
mm-hmm.
the head of the crew is watching that quarterback. And all season long, he's been pummeled. Whether or not he's sliding, whether he's running, whether it's after a pass, every single conceivable kind of play. And then again last night, he takes a helmet-to-helmet shot.
Yeah, he did.
He gets flagged afterwards for taunting because they saw that, and it was taunting. But they didn't see, again, we always joke about Jordy Nelson being invisible.
Mm-hmm.
Well, something's invisible with Cam Newton that keeps any number of referees from being able to see him get hit in the head.
I don't get it because that Denver game, he did get nailed for it. But, I mean, that first game, I think it was their first road game. Whenever it was, remember, that's the game he started complaining after. He did take – sometimes it tends to get a little exaggerated. It wasn't in that game. None of it was called. None of it. Clearly, helmet to helmet. Clearly. I don't know what he has to do. Give me a call. Come on now.
That's the second half, and we do it around this time.
Yeah,
then
every
we
day or so, yeah.
Ask you what you think. 312-644-6767. Greg Gabriel at the top of the hour. He's been
forward to it.
It's a very strong thought on what's going on in college football, and he'll explain on the score.
I don't know what the hell happened in that second half.
And now, a holiday greeting from Molly and Hanley.
Happy holidays, Score fans, and let us please wish upon you what man has longed for and sought after through the ages, and that, of course, is peace on earth. And be safe out there. Celebrate responsibly.
Also, thanks for helping make this station what it is.
Have a great holiday, everybody.
Happy holiday!
Cards for Kids. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting boats, RVs, and real estate donations.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
To learn more about our programs and to donate, go to cardsforkids.com. That's cards with a K. Pickup is quick and easy. You'll also get a vacation voucher and maximum tax deduction.
1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. K-A-R-S, Cards for Kids. 1-877-CARDS-FOR-KIDS. Donate your car today.
Hurry, it's your last chance to donate for 2016.
It's Sam Adams. We're constantly improving who we are, what we do, and how we brew. We may craft over 60 styles of beer, but it's Boston Lager that has captured the heart of America since 1984. With its deep amber color, caramel notes, and signature hop character, what better to have in your pint glass? Sam Adams Boston Lager. Pursue better.
Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
For many businesses, staying competitive requires an international strategy. But how do you know if you're making the right moves? Look to Plante Moran, because they've been advising companies on their global business strategy, tax, and operations for dozens of years. Beth Babich, associate with Plante Moran.
Anywhere in the world, we're dedicated to you. Operating your business internationally is a high-risk, high-reward proposition. We'll help you capitalize on opportunities while mitigating risk throughout the world with international services that are tailored, flexible, and scalable. Our international team will coordinate all of your global audit, tax, and consulting needs, resulting in cost-effective, stress-free solutions. You don't have to go it alone. We believe we're only stronger together and are dedicated to becoming an extension of your team.
To learn more about Plante Moran and see why their clients are truly satisfied, visit them at PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040. That's PlanteMoran.com or call them at 312-207-1040.
Which winter would you rather? Winter that sounds like... or Florida's winter, which sounds like...
Florida's awesome!
Yeah, thought so. Head to Florida for a warmer side of winter.
Look out for that wave!
Go to visitflorida.com.
Holiday Happy Helpline. Help, I've got a bad case of present procrastinitis. I left all my gift shopping to the last minute and time is running out.
Just get to Old Navy now.
Old Navy?
Yep, the entire store's up to 75% off right now.
Up to 75% off the entire store?
That's right. Old Navy's got the gifts everyone wants. Cozy scarves, stylish sweaters, the entire store, all at up to 75% off right now.
I can't wait another minute. I'm going there now. Thanks.
Don't thank me. Thank Old Navy.
Valid 12/19 through 12/24. In stores only. Exclusions apply.
As your State Farm agent, I'm going to do something I've never done on radio before.
What's that?
I'm going to help you with a car loan.
State Farm can do that? Well, that means I can do anything on the radio. Like take on a zombie apocalypse with a steamroller.
Oh, no.
Coming through.
Look, I'm not just saying State Farm helps your life go right with car loans because I can say anything on the radio.
Pardon me.
I'm saying we have car loans because State Farm Bank does indeed offer car loans.
Backing up, sir, zombie, if you don't mind.
State Farm, here to help life go right. Call an agent today.
Interesting items in music.
Vile one.
Mr. Grinch.
You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. The performer of the song, Thurl Ravenscroft, accidentally wasn't credited in the movie. Dr. Seuss profusely apologized as soon as he learned about the error and wrote letters to newspapers around the country notifying them that Ravenscroft had performed the song, not Boris Karloff, the voice of the Grinch. Interesting item. Interesting music. You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, originally performed by Thurl Ravenscroft, was originally written for the 1966 animated classic How the Grinch Stole Christmas, based on the story by Dr. Seuss. Ravenscroft was quite a popular voiceover artist at the time. His voice can be heard throughout Disney World, including the Haunted Mansion, the Country Bear Jamboree, and a bunch more. He's also best known as the voice of the Frosted Flakes spokesanimal, Tony the Tiger.
Every evening, you'll see the experience.
We have a rare look at what U.S. forces are facing.
That noise you can hear is debris raining down on top of us.
Every evening, you'll see the integrity.
What does that level of sophistication tell you about who might be responsible?
Every evening, you'll find understanding.
When you went into the cafe, what did you see? He shot three of them, just like that.
Original reporting, the CBS Evening News with Scott Pelley, only on CBS.
Interesting items in music.
Up on the housetop, click, click, click. Down through the chimney with good Saint Nick.
Up on the Housetop is the first Christmas song to focus solely on Santa. But depending on which version of the lyrics you read, Santa brings some weird stuff to kids. One kid gets a hammer and tacks. Another kid gets a whip. Another kid who's 6 feet tall gets a basketball hoop only 3 feet off the ground because he's no good at the game. This week in 1957, Elvis Presley had his draft notice served on him for the U.S. Army. This week in 1969, the Supremes made their last TV appearance together with Diana Ross. This week in 1984, Madonna started a 6-week run at number one with Like a Virgin, her first U.S. number one. This week in 1988, Nirvana started recording their first album, Bleach. Your weekly horoscope. Aries, an unexpected call may change everything for you this week. Taurus, you have to analyze the pros and cons of a long-term project you want to start. Gemini, avoid conflict because things could escalate quite quickly. Cancer, your attitude this week will get you far with some important people. Leo, someone from the past keeps popping up in your memories this week. But why? And Virgo, remember that change is good even if it's caused by something unpleasant. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon right here.
Radio. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boys and Birds in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We've talked about a lot of different things today. A little football, a lot of football about the Bears and John Gruden, who clearly, it seems to me, from everything I'm hearing, is legit this time about wanting to at least explore the possibility of taking an NFL job and what that means for the Bears, which apparently probably is nothing. And a little bit of the Bulls and the NBA in general, as the Bulls snap their nightmarish losing streak and get back to the 500 mark. Oh, my God.
If you are caller 6 to the contest line, 312-591-6700, you win a spot for you and three guests to join Mully and Hanley at the 2016 Score Holiday Broadcast. If you win, you'll receive an incredible breakfast buffet. Soft drinks, chance to win great prizes. Brought to you by The Score, Chicago's number one sports talk radio station. Yeah, Thursday's a big day at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village. It is going to be the final Boers and Bernstein show because of holidays, scheduling, etc. There is going to be one more show with Terry on the air, but it's not going to be in the format of the Boers and Bernstein show. That's going to be on the 5th and here from the performance stage and lots of guests and a celebration of T. Diddley. But so the last time this show, after 17-plus years, is going to do its thing is going to be on Thursday. And we are going to do Who You Crappin' for the last time, as far as we know. This will be, because it's been a segment that has been obviated by the news cycle. It has just, it was great 20 years ago when not everything got everywhere immediately after something was said and all the jokes were made and everybody shared everything and just moved on to chew on the next stupid thing that somebody said, when you could sort of have things and have for a week and they still felt fresh. It's just not the case anymore. And it's also because of time shifting of the show that that it led to people not able, and people just having less time to do anything in their lives. It led to people not able to necessarily call in. But this is what we're going to do. We're going to send this out the way it deserves on Thursday. I don't want to read an email.
No, he's not reading.
I'm not reading. I am just going to push buttons, and it's just going to be you. And we'll give you some latitude in how you do it, but it's going to be you. It is going to be your creativity, and you're going to want to say, oh, yeah, I was a part of the very last time the Boris and Bernstein show did their signature segment. So we look forward to doing that. It's going to be a festive day sending you into the holiday break, because for us, Friday is a corporate holiday, so it's certainly going to be our holiday break as well. And then we're looking forward to all sorts of new, different, and exciting things in afternoons on the Score. But this will be your chance.
No doubt there will be.
For one of the longest running shows ever in radio.
Yeah, I've read an awful lot about it today. Mitch wrote a thing and everything else that goes with it. And it is, for me, mentally, it's going to be a tough day. I mean, I think it's very difficult to say goodbye to success, and it's not a physical thing, it's a mental thing for me now. I mean, but you're right, shows don't last 17 years, they just don't, and our partnership has been terrific, and I know people said, come on, you can't really like him, can you? I said, yeah, he's fine,
don't
he doesn't bother me, he treats me like a caller, I mean, you know, I don't... So it'll be a very emotional day for me, I'm sure, as we get closer to the end, because you don't realize how important something is in life until you get to the point where you know you're giving it up. You know, you just maybe don't sit down and smell the roses a little bit. And I've tried over the years to do exactly that, but it's going to be a joyous day and a difficult day for me all in the same, if that makes any sense to you.
Sure does. Sure does. I think that would be expected and completely understood by everybody involved. We'll talk to Greg Gabriel in just a couple minutes on the Score.
It's all over Thursday. Cap off the Score's holiday show with the final Boris and Bernstein show ever.
Do everybody a favor and say you're joking.
Yep. After 17 plus years of Chicago sports talk together, Boris and Bernstein dedicate their final show to you. America's favorite monkey jockeys. Be there live from 1 to 6 at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village to see this historic show in person. Don't miss the final Boris and Bernstein show ever on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports.
Your weekly horoscope. Libra, this might be a good week to let that special someone know how you're feeling. Scorpio, it's time to make up your mind about that big decision that's been bothering you for weeks. Sagittarius, everyone will look to you for guidance, so be informed and be prepared. Capricorn, find a way to be cooperative. Let someone else take the lead. Aquarius, this is the week to significantly shorten that long to-do list. And Pisces, look outside of your normal resources. Something that seems odd may be fun. And the rest of your horoscopes are coming up soon, right here.
Feeling an invitation to relax just a little bit longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her the gift that keeps on giving for both of you. You don't have to wrap. You know this because every pajamagram includes free gift packaging, Christmas delivery guaranteed.
Interesting items in music. The song Dominic the Donkey has an interesting backstory. It's said that Lou Monte, who recorded the song, got financial backing from the Gambino crime family, one of the biggest mafia families in the U.S. Also, it seems like Dominic isn't the first Italian animal Lou Monte sang about. An early hit of his was titled Petito, the Italian Mouse, who comes out at night to eat cheese, drink wine, and befriend the cat who was sent to catch him.
CBS Monday. If there's one thing the Scorpion team knows...
I have an idea.
Are you certain about this?
It ain't easy.
Remember when you called me a nerd before? Get ready to apologize.
Being a genius.
What is the point if we don't stop what's bad in the world?
Brace yourself.
Things are about to get crazy.
We passed crazy a long time ago.
For a brainstorm.
Can you guarantee we'll be successful?
I can guarantee that we're the only shot those people have.
Scorpion. CBS Monday. Or stream it live or on demand.
Do it right.
Includes a 6-inch and 10-inch tension spring cushion grip wrench. Now only $14.99. Don't forget the little ones. Walk the aisles of Toyland and save up.
Set a date with the talk.
Here we go.
5 days a week.
I am ready to party.
From Major Mondays.
I'm pregnant.
To Fearless Fridays.
Should your ex's friends be off limits?
That's what friends are for.
Five funny women.
A lot.
who always turn up.
If I had a superpower, it would be eat anything I want and never get fat.
Share your weekdays with the talk.
What a motley crew we all are. Yeah.
On CBS.
50. Get out and get paid when you come join my team.
Call 1-800-615-0901 now to get your free fortunes and flipping CD. Call 800-615-0901 now and you'll also get free tickets to a live training workshop that includes a free meal, a free smartwatch, power charger, and USB drive loaded with powerful information as free gifts just for attending. Call 800-615-0901.